The Gemara says in the Dvarim Daf Lamed Ches, Amar Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinoso El Al Gibo V'Osher V'Chochom V'Onor V'Kula Mimosha. Amar B'Chaim B'Chinina Lo Heshe Moshe Ela Mipsulosim Shel Luchos Nema P'sol Lucho Shnei Luchos Avonim Kavishonim P'sulosan Shel Choyehe. The Moshe became wealthy from the Luchos were made of precious stone, and he kept that which was chiseled out. But the question is, if these are qualities that are required in a Navi, so before Moshe became wealthy, from the Psolos of the Luchos, how did Kadosh Baruch Hu speak to him in Mitzrayim? Where was the Ashiras there? And before he was Zoichim for the Psolos of the Luchos. And is Nevuas Moshe B'Mitzrayim less than any of the other Nevi'im? So it would seem that Moshe Rabbeinu required all these qualities. They were required because he's the Noisin HaTorah. But for the Nevuah prior to that, he didn't require all these things, even if he wasn't an usher, even if he was just a shepherd returning from Yisro. So the question is, what about the other Nevi'im? This is that all Nevi'im require this. So the answer is, this is part of Nevuas Moshe. And all other Nevi'im participate, and their koyach comes from Nevuas Moshe, because Moshe is the Avla Nevi'im. And all of them, participate, of course, to a smaller degree in Nevuas Moshe. This issue, by the way, was raised by Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Nidri's Reason.